What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Oh, I'm sorry. My mistake. Trying to do too many things at the same time here. All right. So I want to backtrack to this issue of the illegal immigrants voting in the election, which they should not be doing. And so Steve Elkins sent me this flashback article from WorldNet Daily, which includes a video of Barack Obama encouraging illegal immigrants to vote. Now, that's a crime. It's a Title VIII violation at the very, very least. It's election fraud. So basically in this interview, he says there will be no repercussions if they vote illegally. All right, getting on back to other stuff here. Talking about computers, we're talking about this Forbes botnet made $115,000 in 5 months by sending out these emails saying, we have surreptitiously recorded you watching porn and doing what you tend to do when you watch porn. And we also copied off all of your contacts. And if you don't send us the ransom, then we are going to email this out to everybody that you know. And like I said, it kind of is a little surprising and disheartening how many people fell for this thing. Gosh, it makes me think I'm on the wrong line of work, you know? So, and here is a little point. I myself personally have got nothing against, a person's viewing habits if they want to look at porn, that's fine. But these, in this day and age, in this jungle that the internet has become, visiting any porn website is an open invitation to have your machine hacked. Now, there's a lot of porn websites that are out there saying free porn. It's not free. They want you to hit that little click button so that they can get into your machine. And you've got to be dumb to do that. Sorry, but you do. Days like this, I miss Penthouse Magazine. Penthouse Magazine wouldn't infect your computer. We actually have a caller on the line here, James and Charlotte. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, I got on immediately there. Yeah,
you're our first caller today.
Oh, really? Well, great.
Yep.
Well, I'll try and make it interesting. You hit on a topic just a couple of minutes ago that really bugs me. You were talking about how everything is becoming computerized. And along with that, I guess really hand in hand with that, is something that just bugs me to death, is the built-in unrepairability of everything today.
Yes.
Absolutely nothing, well, I would say other than a car, I don't know of anything really today that can be repaired. And
It's kind of interesting. There's been talk about right to repair laws being passed in several states. It hasn't really happened. But even today, modern cars, they're not designed for their owners, drivers, to do much more than maybe change a spark plug or put antifreeze in there. And, you know, you're encouraged to take them to the manufacturer's authorized mechanic, which is just another way of making money off of what was going on. I remember when we had our Xterra and it developed a leak underneath one of the valve covers, little oil leak. So,
yeah.
Having been a gearhead in my youth, I figured just, you know, take the valve cover off, put a new valve gasket in there, and you're done. It turned out that for that particular model of the car, the both valve gaskets and the head gasket were all one unit. So you had to go down to the approved mechanic, and they literally had to tear the top half of the engine off to fix this little tiny oil leak. And it is, the idea is, you know, they don't want you to repair what you have because they don't make money off of that. They want you to buy the latest whiz-bang gadget. It goes through its planned obsolescence cycle, and then you toss it and you buy the next one. And what really annoys me is you have all these environmental wackos running around screaming about save the environment, save the environment, save the environment, and they absolutely will not talk about just how destructive to the environment and wasteful this particular model of commerce happens to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Another example I can give you, a friend of mine, right now I was visiting him a couple of weeks ago, and we got to talking about exactly this thing, and he has got, as of right now, he has got five flat-screen computer monitors stacked up in his closet that have gone bad, and I've got two, and I have found there's only two places I know of in the entire state that will even accept these to be repaired. And one person I called that used to take them in to be repaired, he said, forget it. I'm not taking these in anymore. We can't get the parts out of China.
Yeah.
And that's it. They can't be repaired. And they're just full of toxic material.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing. What are you going to do? Put them in a landfill and poison the groundwater with them? What are you going to do with them?
Yeah, there's a lot of places where it's actually illegal to dispose of this kind of equipment through the regular landfills. And when Claire and I lived in Oahu, we were part of a charity program called Hawaii's Computers for Kids. And we ran it together with CompUSA. And every once in a while, we would have a big collection day where people would bring over their old used-up computer equipment. They'd get a store credit for it. We'd refurbish it and make it available to schools and churches. But that was back in the days when you could physically open up the box, swap cards if you needed to, replace cables if you needed to. But you're absolutely right. The way they're designed right now, I mean, they're designed to be assembled and built by robots. And they get slapped together really kind of fast. But it's like, you know, the other day we had to replace the battery in Claire's cell phone. And, I mean, just looking inside that thing, it's not something humans are meant to do.
Yeah, yeah. you're mentioning cell phones. I got another cell phone not long ago, not even a smartphone, mind you. And the manual for that is 128 pages long.
Sounds about right.
Stupid little cell phone. It's just unbelievable, and it looks like it's only going to get worse. I don't know.
It really is, and of course, you know, if you don't read that manual and something goes wrong, well, that voids your warranty. And I know when we got our newer car after the Honda got stolen and everything, the instruction manual for that is something like 300 pages long. And it's like, you know, by the time you finish reading the manual, it's time to, you know, resell the car and retire.
Yeah. Usually you get several manuals now when you buy a car. I know a friend of mine got a Subaru, and I think she got four or five separate manuals with it.
Yeah. Well, that's because so many of these cars are now being made from components that are bought from other providers where, you know, Audi will provide the engine, they'll get the transmission from this other company, they'll get the frame from over here. I mean, if you're really into cars, there's a show over on Amazon Prime called Grand Tour. I think they've been renewed for another season, where they talk about how these cars are being built. For old-time gearheads, it's a lot of fun. It really is a lot. It's a fun show. I recommend it highly. But, they don't want you to fix things. And by the way, we went through the same thing that you're going through. We've discovered that the people who moved us here to Indiana destroyed the flat panel computer display in Claire's computer, so we had to replace that. And it's just insane.
Yeah.
I mean, this weekend I'm putting my office back together, and I'm living in fear of the first time I try and power the system up.
Well, I appreciate you letting me get it off my chest today. I just, it's something that just frustrates me endlessly.
Absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go, and we're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, you're talking about robot assembly lines. If anybody wants to see the most incredible assembly line with robotics, you got to look at the Porsche, that Taycan electric car they came out with. I never seen anything like it. I mean, it is a work of art. If anybody looks on YouTube on that video, I mean, it's amazing, like, the robotics involved in this assembly line. I mean, I don't know how much the car costs. It's obviously out of my range, you know, like the Tesla. But, like, it's a really amazing. Germany's, I mean, I tell you, Mike, they got their act together when it comes to
Well, they always have had. I mean, you know, they've always prided themselves on their education system and the skill sets acquired by the young people. That's why at the end of World War II, everybody was out there trying to grab the German scientists because they knew these guys knew things nobody else on Earth did, like how to get to the moon.
And Mike, before I talk about Turkey and stuff, did you mention the movie Metropolis?
Yes.
Yeah, that's like my top five movie. If people never saw that, watch it. It's black and white. You know, they got a musical version where it's like got Queen, not Queen.
Don't do that. You go back to the original black and white, directed by Fritz Lang. And what's really kind of amazing is, you know, considering when this was made, and considering the openness of the German culture, there's a lot of skin being shown around. And it made the girl playing the robot that was designed and built to mislead the revolution. It made her like an overnight star.
Yeah, and that was made in the 20s. They lost a lot of footage. They had a fire at the theater, right, I believe. And they found footage, so they pieced it back together on the Blu-ray one later on, like in the last couple of years.
Yes.
And I recommend to you listeners, watch it. It's about the haves and the have-nots. That's what the movie's about.
Yes.
It's about revolting against the upper class, because the people who did all the work lived underground, and all the rich people lived above the ground, enjoying the fruits of the people who worked underground's labor. And it's like now, you know, where people live in penthouses or they live in these giant they tend to look down on the little people, just like the kings and queens living in castles. So it's nothing's changed, you know, like throughout history, you know. So moving on to Syria, and, you know, Erdogan talked to Putin. So, I mean, there's already been a deal made with this whole with Turkey and Russia and this and that. And, Mike, I don't know if you heard this. There was, like, a report that three C-17 Globemaster planes, cargo planes, was headed toward the vicinity of Turkey. So I don't know how big those are and how big the B-61s is, but there's three cargo planes enough to carry like 50 B-61 because there's tactical nukes.
I don't think they're big enough. No, they're considered tactical / strategic because they're variable yield. But yeah, the C-17 is a big airplane, and I don't think they're going to take out all 50 at the same time. But yeah, obviously an air convoy has been started, and that's a good thing. I would be very concerned about Erdogan grabbing one of those nuclear warheads.
Well, Mike, like I said the other day, or the day before yesterday, we slapped them in the face. Like, that's what the Turkish people, that part of the world looks at.
Yeah.
If people don't realize, in Sirlik, Turkey is like, you got the Sea of Bosphorus. That's a very serious, not as strategic as Turkey. I'd say Turkey is like that's the most strategic place. If we get booted out of Incirlik, they bring the Russians in. That's which, you know, I don't have a problem with that because we should only be in our own country. You know, we should not have no bases like that around the world. You know, I mean,
We've got almost 800 of them.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's where all the money goes. And well, not only that, but we pay them, right? We pay them the
least.
That so that's taxpayers' money, which could be better off going to back here, you know, paying for infrastructure and stuff. So,
yes.
But see, more people are interested in, you know, global hegemony than you know, I just was listening to a radio station yesterday about how MTA in New York is like, they're talking about, you know, they're dead. They're deadbeats. They're debt.
Yeah.
Their debt is too much. So I'm like, the whole country and the people and the corporations are just filled with too much debt.
And, yes.
But they said, but their bonds, you know, Moody's says their bonds are okay. I mean, Moody's, you know. But
yes.
You know, it's all a rigged game because, like, I know, wasn't GM, like, reduced to, like, junk status? No, that was Ford, right? They got reduced to junk status, like, their bonds.
Yes.
But, I mean, like, all of it is, like, debt-filled. How long do you think this is going to last with the debt? I mean, you can't keep piling up debt.
I'm surprised it's still going on. I mean, I got to be very, very honest. At some point, you know, the rapidly accumulating debt has to overwhelm the system. And I'm noticing that other countries' economic ministries are now openly talking about a complete global reset of the financial system. Now, I don't know what it is they're intending with that, whether they're going to shove socialism down our throats. But, yeah, it's very obvious the United States has mismanaged its economy to the edge of a cliff. They owe too much money. They have destroyed the means of production by which Americans could even have a prayer of paying off that debt. And you know, I admire the engineering that goes into the robots that are building things like the Porsche, but we've got to get people to work. People have to be able to trade their skills and labor for decent wages and salaries to fuel the consumer economy. Because that expert from J.P. Morgan was saying, consumer spending is the only thing holding what's left of our economy together.
And Germany ain't doing so well right now. Nobody's doing well. A lot of it's being masked, like especially here. Yeah, I mean, everything's being masked over. All right, Mike, have a good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Ralph in Santa Maria, California. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. I read across the article about stopping 5G, and I completely agree with it. We have to look forward to 6G, which is now on the horizon. There are companies out there. There is a young man, Mike Philippi in Manipilli, M-A-N-I-P-I-L-L-Y, Manipilli, who's advertising on the internet about the radio frequency chip. Well, that's a 6G chip, but the real thing is that there is, those chips all need software, and there's a company, a small little company, that makes the software, which makes your cell phone ten times powerful, more powerful. That little company is called CYCA, and its initials are CYCA, to give them a plug. But they have a compression technology and whatever that means, and they're able to work with robots. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for the
All right,
call.
Ralph, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We have another caller waiting on the line, and we'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to well, here. We're going to go back to the phones to in Arizona. Aloha, Gil. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. You're talking to an old TV repairman that's out of business now because you can't fix them anymore.
That's true.
Here's a tip that,
I used to really enjoy using that tube testing machine down at the drugstore when the TV acting up. Oh, pull out all those tubes, take them on down and test them. That was fun.
Well, 1958, my first color RCA TV had 42 tubes in it. Anyway,
that's about right. That's about right.
Yep, exactly.
We got our first color TV because our black and white TV got struck by lightning.
Oh, wow. here's a real good tip for somebody shopping for a TV. A few months back, I went to buy a 32-inch television for the bedroom, and I went to one of the big box stores, and there's three 32-inch TVs on the shelf. One is $129. Picture wasn't so good. And then the one for $129 was a real off-brand. And then mm-hmm. there's the two big name brands. One was $179, the other one was $219. The 179 in the middle was not as good, but the 219 was absolutely good, great picture. So I asked the salesman, I says, let me see the remote control for that cheap TV. You know what they did? They had the contrast and brightness turned down on the cheap TV, and it didn't look as good. I adjusted it. It looked as the picture was just as good quality as the more expensive, $100 more expensive TV. So anybody that's shopping for TV, don't go by what the picture looks like. Ask the guy for the remote control when you adjust it yourself. That's all I wanted to say.
Yes. Well, that's good advice. That's absolutely good advice. You know something? I would not have thought of that, but you're absolutely right. They're going to be pushing the higher end, more expensive product, and you know they're going to try and set things up. So that's what people want to buy here. As long as you have a protection plan or a decent warranty, the off brands are not a problem because it's really all the same components in there. They're all being imported from the same factories, more in Vietnam than China these days. But they are going to wear out. That's just an ugly reality, or they're going to get dropped and ruined by your movers. And you just have to deal with that. What is really kind of interesting, though, is the push into newer functionality for the TVs, like the smart TV. That's a good example of not computerizing something that doesn't need a computer. When I buy a TV, I want to watch TV. I don't want this thing constantly popping up saying the smart hub is now refreshing and going to a bunch of stuff that I'm never going to use. Really?
Well, I had a friend, you know, I'm 79. I had a 85-year-old friend that bought one of these smart TVs. He had to return it, couldn't use it. He didn't understand anything about it. You know, it's hey, give me the old-fashioned stuff. But anyway, I thought some of your listeners might find that interesting. Ask the salesman for the remote control and adjust it yourself. Okay, thanks, Mark. You have a good one.
All right, thanks an awful lot. I mean, I like the picture, obviously, on the newer TVs. You know, the last time we bought our main living room TV was actually under a service plan. Our previous TV failed literally with 3 days left to go on the extended warranty. They couldn't get parts to fix it. They couldn't get a replacement. So they said, just come on, pick out a whole new TV. And they gave us one with the 3D glasses, which I think we've used a total of maybe 4 times. It does enhance. It does enhance shows like Avatar, which is still my favorite movie, and I think that was a good use of 3D. There's a lot of horrible 3D out there where they just stick things at you just for the gratuitous thing. And, of course, now the big push is 4K TV, okay? And at Claire and my age, we can't tell the difference between 4K and 1080p. So, anyway. All right, let's see. We're coming up here on another break, and I'm being nagged that the auto brightness on my camera is making a bunch of adjustments all by itself, and that may have to do with my sitting directly underneath a light. So let me turn that light off and see if that improves things on this next commercial break here. We're going to start with Peter in Los Angeles, and Peter, I'm going to have to take you through this next commercial break. What's on your mind?
You know, Mike, I've reading over the website and reflecting on a couple of books I've read recently, and I want to talk about denunciation and how where that's come in our society. And
okay, going to put you on hold. Going to put you on hold. Do not hang up. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. And Peter, what's on your mind today?
Well, Mike, I was thinking about denunciation and what part that plays in our society now. And
yes,
give me just a second to tie a couple things in. You had an article the other day about a guy who was 68-year-old guy who was tagged veteran, tagged with the red flag laws, and denounced by somebody that overheard him talking about something in a restaurant, had all his guns taken away. That was in California.
Yep.
Course, there's no proof or anything like that. Then I'm thinking, well, how about the Kavanaugh thing, where he was denounced by somebody who said something happened back in 1983 at some party when he was 17 or something. And then you think about the denunciations of the lady who said that Trump was with a phone call. Turned out she wasn't even in the White House for the phone call. She was a Soros employee for 6 years. Another denunciation there. There are all these things that are happening that just go on and on. And there, it's taking a person can be there are occasions where men are being denounced by the Me Too people without, and they lose their careers without even any kind of proof that it happened.
Or, yeah.
You know, and and people are politically being denounced all the time, and people with real crimes they're not even looking at, you know, like the,
no, they're not.
And the uranium one and all that stuff.
You know, and we're being encouraged to join the hive mind, which is that when somebody comes on out and says, oh, this person groped me, we're all supposed to say, oh, what a horrible thing. It must have happened, because we have to believe when we are told these things. And no, we don't. I mean, we know that political denunciation is a potent weapon, and we know what happens. You know, people in politics, people in corporate leadership, they're liars. I'm sorry. I wish the human race were more honorable, if you will, but they're not. We were talking about that guy who had run the CIA and said, you know, we lie, cheat, and steal. Really? Do you think that makes you unique, that you are not, you know, just another part of the human race?
And Mike, I was watching something about the other day about the show trials of the 30s in the Soviet Union, where people were being denounced for nothing, or in our lifetime, when we were in our teenagers, the Cultural Revolution in China, where something like 40 million of people in China were killed, and there were mass denunciations and all that sort of thing, if there were any trials at all.
French Revolution.
The French Revolution, and I want to point out that off the top of my head, the people who are being denounced are almost all white males, just as an observation. It's hard to find people who aren't white males who are being denounced. And there's no jurisprudence here at all.
No.
And it seems
no,
to be...
No due process, no requirement of proof. You know, we've returned to the Code Napoleon, where you are presumed guilty until you can prove that you are innocent. And that's not the way that it was set up.
Yeah, and it's all driven by the media that echoes and echo chambers all this stuff, and it even ties in with what the Project Veritas thing was saying about CNN and the way they're doing their business. But the media is driving a lot of this. I mean, they give the coverage to the people who are shouting them down. You know, like the kids who were in front of the Capitol building from Kentucky, who that Indian guy who was turned out was a, they said was a, you know, remember that? And the kids from Covington, Kentucky, and all that kind of thing.
I remember.
All that was covered from their point of view, and not the kids who were just, their crime was being, you know, frankly, their crime was being white kids and conservative white kids.
Yes.
There's nothing else, and they were pilloried, you know. But it's really, really, it's hysterical almost, really. It's almost an induced hysteria.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. The goal here is for everybody to move as a herd, to suspend their critical thinking facilities, to suspend doubt and suspicion. They're trying to basically reassert their ability to lie to us all with impunity. We took that away from them with the internet and the independent media. I mean, going back and looking at history before the internet was available, we're discovering this kind of stuff has been going on all along. And they got away with it, and they thought it was great. They thought it was their divine right, whether it was the Kennedy assassination or who knows what all else. And we took that away from them, starting with Vince Foster. No, we, the American people, will no longer believe what the government and the corporate media is telling us because you lie to us so much.
You know, Mike, I have an ongoing, really, it's really driven a wedge through my family. My sister is a PhD. And she believes everything the New York Times and everything that the West Side of Manhattan is cool to say in cocktail parties. That's basically what she believes. All right. Mm-hmm. And there was, you know, and she quotes the New York Times and the corporate media like it was biblical. And I keep saying today there was that article where somebody from CNN had denounced Tulsi Gabbard as being a Russian spy. And
The New York Times did that too.
Yes, that's right. And CNN, the CNN guy said it, and I sent that tape and all that to my sister. And I said, what do you think, Nina? Is she a spy or what? You know, it's just the most ridiculous stuff. But that's what passes for normal fare now. You can be denounce somebody, and so all these people they don't like that they're a politics. It's being guided by the media and the deep state, in my opinion.
And people are getting suckered in by their own egos, okay? Because they want to feel they're on top of things. They want to feel they have a good bead on current events, but they don't want to invest the time and effort into actually finding out. So they sit back and they look at CNN or the New York Times or whatever else is in front of them and say, yes, okay, that's what's going on. That's what I choose to believe today. I'm informed. I'm cultured. I'm sophisticated. And, you know, they get to feel good about themselves without really having a reason to.
Yeah.
Without recognizing their own intellectual laziness.
Another one, I sent it to you, a video of something that happened in Minneapolis where there was some guy, looks like you or me, about our age, wearing a MAGA
hat,
speaking to. And somebody came up and spit on him. Some Antifa guy came up and spit on him right in front of the camera. And then a little later at the same rally, another perfectly, behaving herself sort of middle-aged or white lady, somebody came up and actually punched her for wearing the hat.
Yes.
Now, these are Antifa people, by the way, another George Soros person, organization. We know that George Soros is connected with the CIA, right?
Yes, we know that. I mean, this is brown shirt behavior. I mean, people who are old enough to remember the rise of the Nazis should recognize Antifa represents the brown shirts.
Yep, that's exactly right. And they're taking our discourse away. They're taking all that's being taken away. We're now denunciation and baseless charges echoed by a controlled media and a controlled intelligence system, you know. It's really scary, Mike. So
it is. It is very scary.
Well, just a little food for thought, Mike. I've got to go pick up my daughter from tennis practice.
So, okay. Well, happy tennis.
All right, man. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. Okay. Getting on back to this whole issue about the porn botnet and the sextortion. And like I said, I'm getting more spam and scammers over my internet and cell phone connections than I get real meaningful traffic. And it just shouldn't really be that way. And I don't care what your tastes are regarding pornography, but you are an idiot if you go to any pornography website, especially one that says we're going to show you free stuff, because they're going to use it to infect your machine. They really, really are. And that's why I miss Penthouse magazine so much, because it doesn't wreck your electronics when you read Penthouse. Okay, speaking of porn, Britain's dropping their porn ban. Remember, they had this plan. They were going to make users prove they were over 18 to view adult content. And there was such a backlash from websites and concerns over privacy that Britain has dropped that plan. And I think that was probably the smart thing to do. Some politician made a lot of points off of it. But the reality is, you know, when you're online, how do you prove how old you are to the satisfaction of the guy at the other end? You just click a box, yes, I'm over 18. I am not a robot. It was never really going to work anyway. All right, this story should upset you. Certainly upset me. This is from naturalnews.com. And it starts out with the revelation that the United Nations Children's Fund, UNICEF, is also now sounding the alarm about vaccine-induced illness, warning that polio vaccines have the potential to infect people with polio. This actually started last year, where this children were getting the polio vaccine, and all of a sudden they came down with what looked like polio, and the medical establishment said, "Don't call it polio. Don't call it's acute flaccid myelitis. It's polio-like, but it's not polio. They can't have polio. They had the polio vaccine." So the UN is now out there saying that, yes, polio vaccines are infecting people with polio. But if you say the same thing on your Vimeo account, you will be shadow banned or removed from the platform entirely. And so what you are seeing is, and it's all big money, big pharma money. You know, they're pushing these medications. They charge a bloody fortune for them. And that gives them enough money to go on out to these media corporations and say, look, hey, come, let's make a deal. We're going to make such a deal we're going to make here. We're going to buy your top management. They're all going to get new Ferraris as long as you will protect what's going on here. So you've got YouTube and Google and Facebook and Vimeo are now complicit in this covering up of the fact that there has been a horrible, horrible mistake made with the polio vaccine and other vaccines as well. Now, we're talking about children's lives at risk. Children, schmildren, we need to make sure our stockholders are happy on this next quarter here. I saw this article. Google is worthless now. And it harkens back to a time when Google really did work as a search engine. And today, it's all filtered. Worse than that, you get ads. You search for something, the first page is all going to be paid advertisement. And very often you search for things that you know are on the web, Google won't find. Now, because my main machine is not up and running, I don't have access to my image library. So the other day I went to use Google to basically try and locate one of my ClimateGate images. And I got results that were completely irrelevant to the climate, completely irrelevant to whatreallyhappened.com. Google has paralyzed itself. Now, as you know, there's been this Google whistleblower who has now sadly lost his job, and this Project Veritas. And he's asking a legitimate question. Are we going to just let the biggest tech companies in America decide who wins every election from now on? Because if we're going to do that, why bother having the election? You know, just get these CEOs from these five or six companies together and, you know, they'll go down to the bar and hoist a few and say, oh, I like Warren. Let's go with Warren. Hate Tulsi Gabbard. Let's go with Warren. Now, to me, that's a pretty reckless way to run a country. It's a reckless way to run a company, which may be why the service that we're getting from these companies is deteriorating here. But apparently, never-Trumper Ben Shapiro and others were meeting with Zuckerberg for private dinners while Facebook pillaged all pro-Trump websites. Literally erase them, unperson them, have been disappeared, to borrow the parlance from South America here. All righty, 500 experts have signed a declaration that there is, in fact, no climate emergency. In fact, a lot of people are saying, where is all this global warming? I mean, we're seeing the massive blizzards in the mess that are going to wreck our farming economy in that part of the country. Record-setting cold everywhere. Where's the global warming? It's out there. It's hiding at the bottom of the ocean. They actually said that at one point. That the earth was warming. It felt cooler. The winters were cooler because the heat was hiding in the bottom of the ocean. And my response to that is, have you ever heard of something called convection? Warm water rises to the top. Cold water sinks. apparently some parts of Greenland are now so cold, it is interfering with the reproduction of certain plants and animals. And Niels Martin Schmidt of Aarhus University in Denmark is saying, if it's a one-time event, it's not that big a deal. But if this turns out to be something that's going on a regular basis, we're looking at some massive extinction events here. And by the way, speaking of global warming and just how broiling hot it's been, Vancouver has had its coldest October 10th in 123 years. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire is actually in her office looking at the news and posting a few things. And she put up some articles that she felt we should probably cover today rather than waiting until tomorrow. Now, one of the big news stories, of course, is that Trump has demanded that Turkey immediately call for a ceasefire in Syria, and Turkey told Trump to basically go pout sand. But apparently, Donald Trump is still trying to salvage the situation. And let's be honest. Okay, I want to be clear here. Okay, I love the idea of our troops coming home. I love the idea of slashing the Pentagon's budget by about at least 90% and letting the American people have their money back to build better schools and infrastructure and so forth. I'm all in favor of that. But Trump mishandled the situation. He guessed wrong on what Erdogan's reaction was going to be, and it's going to cost him. It's going to cost him. So apparently, when Turkey invaded Syria, Donald Trump wrote to Erdogan saying, you know, don't be a tough guy. You know, and Trump is still promising that he can get concessions from the Kurds. No, you can't. You stabbed them in the back. They're not going to listen to you anymore. And he's out there saying, history will see Erdogan as the devil if he attacks. I really don't think so. I think the horns are located a little more closely to home. Okay. The U.S. is deeply concerned that China continues to buy Iran oil. How dare you buy oil from people we don't like? What's wrong with you Chinese people? Now, Russian patrols right now are blocking conflict between the Turkish and Syrian armies. It looks like Putin, the statesman, once again, stepping in to try and calm things down. I think Putin should get the Peace Prize. Forget about this Greta Thunberg and the rest of it, this global warming nonsense here. Putin deserves the Nobel Peace Prize. I think he should get it. I'm not in a position to nominate him. You have to be a previous winner of the Nobel Peace Prize to actually submit an official nomination. But if I were, Putin would definitely get it here. Anyway, Assad's key advisor is out there telling Russia Today that a Turkish invasion actually creates better conditions for Islamic State terrorists because of the chaos it creates. And he's absolutely correct on that. Because ISIS is able to use the chaos to restructure, rebuild, which is what certain interests within the Pentagon would like to see happen. All right, this is interesting here. Apparently, an Israeli defense engineer reveals why the Saudi defenses failed to stop the Aramco attacks. It's always been something that's been a bit of a head-scratcher where whatever was fired at that refinery. Oh, my goodness. Short station identification break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.